Let's start with Saw 10. So people know this, right? We did a Saw retrospective. Go check that out. Years ago, I got Dylan hooked, and we've had a good time. Saw is one of the key first, I think, cornerstones as far as, like, we're talking about Lord of the Rings right now. And I'd say stuff like, not the big franchise. So take out your Lord of the Rings, Star Wars, Marvel. Like, the stuff that's just key to geek first is like Marvel Ultimate Alliance. Strikers was another big one. I think Mario Party at times. And for me, Saw is one of those where it's like not many podcasts are talking about Saw and stuff like that, right? But apparently there is a Saw 10 happening. And man, this franchise is just getting fucking messy because... So we got the original 7, right? That ended Jigsaw's story, Tobin Bell. Then we got Jigsaw, and it was about, it was in that universe. It was another kind of prequel, sequel sort of deal and everything like that. But I think that that didn't really exactly work out for him. And then we got this cool thing, and I was very excited about it as far as, hey, you have Chris Rock, Samuel Jackson, they got a new pitch on Saw, and it was called Spiral, and I liked it. Didn't do the greatest in the box office, but it released during COVID times. I remember I would have saw it. They didn't even release it on VOD here in Canada. It was fucking, like, they did later on, but on release, it was just a botched release. But so it's been this thing of, okay, we did the original series. Okay, we're doing a prequel sequel. Okay, we're doing a movie set in that universe that just acknowledges the Saw events, but it's doing its own thing. Now we have to go and get to Saw 10, which is very interesting. Let me read it here. Saw 10 is coming, and this is your non, proven track record. Here are some early details. It still looks to be a prequel focusing on Tobin Bell with a plan to start shooting within the next 3 months in Mexico. Jigsaw/Spiral writers are back, but there's no story connection to those movies. And then they continue. I've heard a name for that director that should make fans very happy if it's true, but I don't know if it's set yet, and I don't want to jinx it. Now, there's so many people below that are like, oh, Lee Whannell? James Wan? No, that's not happening. They had said many years they were doing the first three, and then I think it's one of these that Lion Gates had the right, and they're just pound that franchise to the ground. Even they didn't direct those 2 and 3, they just wrote them, right, and like produced them. So I think they were very happy to move on. Hollywood's never moved on. Saw 10, sure, and I think I said this a few weeks ago, that I thought Spiral could be hopefully a rejuvenization to the franchise. I did actually really like Spiral, so that, oh, I'd be down to follow this route. I thought Chris Rock did a good job in there. I like the aspect of taking out the cops, but then nothing really happened. And I think, like I said, a few weeks ago, it looks like Saw's kind of over for a bit, but lo and behold, out of nowhere, a tweet comes out that Saw 10's happening. I'm so mixed on this because I think the franchise does need to go in a different direction, but it just can't escape Tobin Bell, which makes sense because Tobin Bell is the face. A prequel? We don't need that. We got a prequel. It's called Saw 4. Saw 4 pretty much gave the whole story of how he became Saw, or how he became Saw, how he became Jigsaw, the cancer, losing his baby, the first trap, Cecil, the pig mask, everything. We saw the origins of it. This, to me, I guess, would just be another adventure with Tobin Bell. To me, this shows, hey, he was in Jigsaw a little bit, even though his face was all over the fucking posters, but he's only in it a little bit, and in Spiral, he's not in it. I think there's a bunch of producers going, you know why these films aren't succeeding? We need Tobin Bell back. And that was always the thing where people are like, we got to move on from Tobin Bell and like kind of get its own life. And that's why I think Saw should honestly just do a full-on reboot, cast a new Jigsaw, stuff like that, but April Darkness in our Discord said a good quote of like, man, it's going to be interesting to see that de-aging. Yeah, it depends how much of a prequel it is, but I think it will just be a couple 10 to 15 years around the time the first movies. Do we need this? Do I want this? Do we need this? No, but we don't need anything. Do I want this? Yes and no. The no is like, I think there's better things, like I said, a full-on reboot you could do with Saw, but at the same time, Tobin Bell is an older guy, so him playing Jigsaw, I'm never gonna bat an eye at and be like, oh, I don't want that. It's like, let's give people flowers while they're here, right? Like, if he wants to do it again, if they got another story, then sure, it's gonna be a prequel, so it's gonna have, the Saw films already had that, where you had the main story and then so much was a prequel, the flashback. If this is just a prequel, it's like, it's literally just to get some more traps out there. I don't know, they pounded John Kramer. That was the thing. John Kramer / Jigsaw story, they pounded into the ground. There's not much left you can do there. And that's why in Jigsaw, I think everyone was pissed because it was like, fuck, like, enough already. Like, there's only so much you can do with this character and his backstory and adding things to it before his life's so convoluted. So I think from a business-wise, I get why they'd bring him back. For fan-wise, I'm iffy on it, but I'll watch it because I'm a Saw freak. Sawfreaks.com or .forum. But I will watch it. I will look at it. Director, I think it could be, you know, it could be Darren Lynn Bosman. That would get people excited. I think what would get me excited and other people excited are the people that did or the guy that did 6 and 7. Now, 7 sucked a lot. I think 7 is the worst Saw, and I think that's because he kind of phoned it in. He wanted to do Paranormal Activity, and he couldn't. It was a contract thing. Saw 6 was great, though. That was like getting back to the peak of the franchise. It almost saved it, but it bombed. It didn't bomb. It just underwhelmed, so people like they got cut out the legs. It was supposed to have 7 and 8. Didn't happen, so we'll see. Moving on from one creep to the next, Arnie Hammer. So this is just interesting. Now, speaking of Zaslav, everything, this is on Discovery Plus. It's coming out September 2nd. It's a story. It's called The Fall of Hammer. And it's not. It sets up as a story about Arnie Hammer, but then it also goes into a look at his family and the legacy and the lineage, which I knew nothing about as far as, like, they've maybe been, had some issues, had some shady stuff going on, some controversial stuff. Didn't know about these items in the past. So I'm interested in the story because the Arnie Hammer thing is still one of the craziest things of, it's the closest thing we could get to like a Patrick Bateman where you got this good looking guy. And I know people show clips all the time comparing to Bateman now, but it's like this good looking guy, smooth career, successful. And I know this happens with other serial killers, but someone in the public eye like this. And again, I guess he's not a serial killer. It sounds like he is maybe an abuser, takes things too far. And there's quotes, there's texts of him just saying, I am 100% a cannibal, which is just, is that a guy who just kind of messed up and that's a weird way of flirting, or does he get off on that, or has he actually ate human skin? Like, there's a text message they show in this. It's the fucking weirdest stuff where it's like, oh, I want to take one of your ribs and barbecue it. And it's just like, what the fuck? What is going on? So the story here is interesting, and they have some women here talking about. My only problem with this was, to me, this felt very cheesy, very over the top, the way that I feel like, you know, true crime documentaries have had such a, like, a prevalent jump nowadays, right? Because I think no matter what people say, there is a curiosity of evil and what can create that. And whether it's podcasts, Netflix documentaries, HBO, like, everyone, I've always said, watch The Jinx. That is the ultimate of true crime docs. It is just a piece of fucking, I won't say art, but just goddamn good work. And it led to someone getting arrested. You know, that's always the best stuff there. But this is the height of what's going on now. But I feel like there's some that we all know there is. When you've, let's say Netflix puts out a few good ones, you've watched them, and then you just go to the bottom of the barrel and you're just trying to find things. And not that I'm saying this story is sensationalized, because lots of stuff could be true. But they made it feel like a lot bigger than it actually is. Now, it could be this big. It was just the editing and what the trailer looked like. The trailer looked very, just like I said, very kind of almost People Magazine-ish sort of way. But we're all going to watch this because we're all so curious, right? And yeah, S-Pubs, Fresh, The Menu, and House of Hammer. What a year we're having for people eating weird stuff, right? So that's coming out. I will definitely watch this and... just because we only know so little. I remember that story breaking and thinking, this is probably fake and stuff like that. And the fact that it broke, and now apparently he's just like I think he's like a retail agent or something, or like a housing agent or something like that now. It's just, it's a fucking crazy ass story. And it's a lot quieter than we all thought, as far as I feel like the way it's blown over, but it's still... It picked up, to me, the reason why it's scary is because you didn't see it everywhere, I don't think. You just saw, oh, he's going to get help. But it was like you were in the bowels of Twitter seeing these text messages and seeing these things, like, what the fuck's going on, Arnie Hammer? And then now, I feel like it's getting more prevalent. And that's why I feel like lots of shit's probably true. Because it just, it was very quiet and it was dealt with, not dealt with, but it went away kind of fast. But I just feel like it is, most of these things did happen because he got help real quick and he fell off the map. This is what I'm trying to say, is it's not like other people who have these controversies and they're back to acting. James Franco, this, that. It's like, no, he was no longer doing stuff. People were hiding movies. So that's gonna be interesting. And then finally, our last topic today, The Menu. So great cast. Anya Taylor-Joy, Ralph Ray Fiennes, Nicholas Holt, some other people in there. This, it's funny. So a couple months ago, the teaser came out and I never watched it. I was on Newcast, forgot to watch it. So Kirkland Dillon had to talk about it. But I just knew from the pitch, the trailer, I was like, or at least I thought I knew, oh, this must be about eating people. Now, this trailer, that could be a twist and that could be a thing. But this much more looked like a combination of Knives Out and Game Night, where if you remember Game Night, that's Jason Bateman and Rachel McAdams, they do this Game Night thing, right? And the whole kind of fun pitch of it is they're doing this, but they also get in the middle of an actual, like, crime and stuff. Let's see. S-Bubs does it show a lot, the new trailer. And I'll try to be not as specific as it could be. I'll just say it shows more aspects of the plot. I don't think it's, like, a spoiler. It does show a few more things, like what's going on, but it looks like the bare minimum is there might be some sort of show or a game going on, and it's like, what is real, what is not, or it's a setup of, okay, this is how they got us in here and now it's all real. It was interesting. It's not what I was expecting. S-Bubs, if you're already in, I'd say don't watch it, because I won't say specifics. They just show certain things they're doing with the food that, like, lead to the mystery, and they talk about there's a theme for the whole night and, like, little clues. It felt this time more murder mystery than it did Fresh or, like, a cannibal thing, and we don't even know that. That's just assuming. It felt more like a game. It felt more like a Saw or, like, a Squid Game, where it's, like, you're putting pieces together. Sometimes he might be cooking, like, little messages in the food, things like that. Like, and it looks like there's some crime aspect to it. So this took a turn that I was, like, already, but this took a turn that got me even more interested of, okay, what's going on with this? And Arun's right. Anything with Anya Taylor-Joy, I'm in. Yeah, Anya Army, you know, we're all in it. And it's her world. We're just living in it. And it looks like it had a bit more comedic slant. And that's where I honestly felt it, I got more Knives Out vibe than I did, like, a horror thriller this time around. It had that, but I'm excited. I think this comes out in November. I think it's going to TIFF too. So this got me a little more intrigued. I was already intrigued because, you know, as a Silence of the Lambs fan, like, anytime you get to the cannibal stuff in the killer realm, you go, okay. Cause same thing as those documentaries, like, what does it cause for people to want to eat other people? And there's always kind of interesting, dark, fun things they can do with it, and fun twists and how they consume and what's this and yeah, da 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 da. But it was a cast. Same thing. I think you take that same teaser, and this does look interesting. Actually, here's my switch. First teaser, eventually did see it. This is like, oh, this looks interesting, but I'm going to see it because the cast. This looks like, even if I didn't know anybody in the cast, I would be excited for this trailer. And S-Web says you'll probably watch it. Yeah, you should. You don't even care about some Marvel spoilers and stuff like that. But with this trailer, even if I didn't know the actors or actresses, I went, okay, now I'm actually into the movie. Not just some, oh, they might be eating people, might be cannibal stuff, or eating weird stuff. What's going on? This got me invested of what the game or plot could be. So, yeah, that's good. Excited for November. I think we'll be reviewing. I think a few of us, because I think we've talked about before that we're interested in it. So...